Friday morning on 90.1 WABE. Glad you're with us. I'm Steve Goss. You know, Atlanta's fortunate to have be a magnet for so many great musical groups and artists. And while you can't experience all of them, you can come pretty close. And that's why Mara Davis is here, to let us know what to see and maybe what not to, with Mara's Music Mix.
Well, it's good to see you, Steve. And there's been so much happening in music. Oh, my gosh. I mean, with the death of David Bowie, the death of Glenn Frey, the death of Lemmy from Motorhead. I mean, this has been a very rough 2016 for music already, but these are the artists who are alive. You need to go get out and see them now. I want to start out with a great show at Smith Soul Bar, and actually this is one that is highlighted for me. By the way, Smith Soul Bar was just taken over and bought out by Charlie Hendon of Hendon Properties with Selig, and Dan gets to stay, so Smith's has been saved. This is a huge, huge deal.
It's got a new life, thankfully.
So that's why I want to start off with a show there. Raylan Baxter is going to be performing, and this is really an artist to watch. He's obviously a Nashville singer, songwriter, of course. You know, those are my favorite, and you know the people that have opened for Jason Isbell are my favorite too. But I say this because there's an overwhelming demand for people like this. You know, look, Chris Stapleton was on Saturday Night Live, and you know, he's along those lines. I want you to listen to the song Yellow Eyes from his album Imaginary Man. It's like it got an instant hook. It's a terrific song.
And I've said all I can say.
And our listeners probably heard his interview with Linda Wertheimer this past summer.
Yeah, I think he's just terrific, and there's no doubt he is one to watch. That's Raylan Baxter at Smith's Old Bar tonight.
Well, the sharp-dressed man himself is in town at the Variety. Without ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons, my goodness, is got a solo album out.
I've always wondered what's doing in that beard. What's happening in there? This is actually a makeup show from November 10th. That show had been canceled. So he's supporting the album called Perfectamundo, which is his take on Cuban music. He actually worked with Tito Puente and has experience in this genre. But it's really odd. I mean, you wouldn't think like legs and Cuban music, but Billy Gibbons is trying.
Well, maybe it might be safe to say then that the album doesn't have legs, based on the initial reviews. But you know what? Go out and listen to it. It's Billy Gibbons. He's a legend.
I give it to artists who try to do something out of their wheelhouse. I mean, seriously, ZZ Top came out with a record in 2012 that was pretty great. It was pretty solid, but you know, you're doing the same thing for most of your career. You want to step outside the box. Why not? And I think it would be interesting to see Billy Gibbons. I mean, he's Billy Gibbons.
Maybe he'll tackle opera next.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just want to braid
way out of the box.
I want to braid the beard. That's all. That's Billy Gibbons at the Variety Playhouse on Saturday night.
Just as hard as you can.
So, Steve, I'm into the name of this band, the Dead 27s, and I know you instantly got it, knowing about all the rock legends that have died at age 27, and very recently, Amy Winehouse died at 27. You know, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, so I would assume their name is inspired by that. They're playing at Isle 5. They're a Charleston band, very soulful, kind of bluesy, and they're doing a winter tour that's kicking off in the Atlanta area. I think they're terrific. We talked about them before, but
they've been in town before.
I like these guys a lot,
and they're still alive.
For now, I don't know how old they are.
At press time, they were alive. they're still doing live shows. The Dead 27s.
Okay, keep your fingers crossed on that. That's the Dead 27s at Isle 5 on Saturday night.
Next on your list, a band playing at the Loft, Jukebox the Ghost, to me sounds like the ideal archetypical pop band.
No doubt.
But they're not famous yet. They're like one breakthrough hit away from becoming a staple on Star 94, don't you think?
Isn't that interesting? You know, they have videos on Their song Somebody has like almost a 500,000 views on YouTube. So they definitely have a huge fan base. They kind of remind me of like Keane meets Snow Patrol. They've got that British pop sound, even though they're from Washington, D.C. But I still think they're one to watch. I know they've been playing for about 10 years, but, you know, they're playing a small venue, The Loft. It's a three-piece. I think they're really good. I mean, if you're into sort of that poppy, very positive music.
And they've toured with Bare Naked Ladies, Nightmare of You. I think they toured with them for a while. So they're out there. People know about them, but they just not everybody knows about them.
That's right. They're out there, but not like out there. That's Jukebox the Ghost at The Loft on Saturday night. So this is definitely an NPR favorite, Khaki King, who can command an audience by just sitting there playing guitar. She's one of the greatest guitarists you'll ever see. But here's what's interesting about her show coming to Terminal West. She's gotten together with Glowing Pictures. And so there is a light show that goes on with her guitar playing. So they collaborated. She would send them a song and they'd send back images and videos to go along with her music. So it's intertwined. And the response has been fantastic to this. You know, she obviously she's the kind of player where you could watch just and be mesmerized by her talent, but mixed in with a beautiful stage show, I think this is going to be very special.
She is really something to watch. She doesn't really pick a guitar. She harmonically taps it. Really interesting approach to playing guitar. And she graduated from Westminster School back in 98, so she's from Atlanta.
So it'll be good to see her. I think she'll have a huge hometown following and then an audio and visual experience for Khaki King. That show is at Terminal West on Sunday night.
Also on Sunday night, at the Earl, an interesting combination.
Royal Thunder and Black Tusk at the Earl. This is some metal blasting awesomeness. So if you like Black Sabbath, think Black Sabbath meets Southern rock. I just wanted to rock out and, you know, pump my fist and, you know, get really into it. I dug it.
NPR Music reviewed their album Crooked Doors last year, and there was a line from the review that I want to share with you guys. And they write, and I quote, "A revved up Southern hard rock that howls like Led Zeppelin astride a psychedelic unicorn." That does not sound like an NPR review, but that's what they wrote. That describes the music. So if you're into that, and who isn't into that?
I just
check out the Earl.
Steve, I think people want you to read that to them as a bedtime story. That one line over and over. Maybe we can make a children's book out of that. That's Royal Thunder and Black Tusk at the Earl on Sunday night. A young woman named Julian Baker is coming to Aisle 5 on Thursday night. And I know it's a little far out, but I think it's worth noting her performance, because anytime you can see a young artist like this, she's so raw and has a beautiful voice and happens to be a fantastic guitar player out of Nashville. And she's going to be in town. And, you know, she is one of these people who you really have to keep your eye on, because you know, we all remember Adele was at the Variety Playhouse years ago and people were like, who? So remember that name.
And as we speak, Julian Baker is going to college at Memphis State University. She's studying to be a teacher. But in between doing that, she's playing all over the country. So we'll see which career path wins out, teacher or
rock star?
Rock star, yeah.
But teachers are rock stars too, as you know, because
yes, my wife is one.
Host emeritus and host emeritus
yeah,
Steve Goss,
like that, yes.
A former teacher. So there you go. I just like saying host emeritus. It's so important. I need a name.
Okay.
No, let's move on. That's Julian Baker happening over at Aisle 5 on Thursday night.